This is the Composer's Datebook from May 26th. I'm John Burge. In 1923, the Chicago North Shore Festival sponsored a competition for new orchestral works. Of the 47 scores submitted, five finalists were selected by a distinguished panel of judges that included two leading American composers of that day, George W. Chadwick and Henry Hadley. Two of the five works that made the final cut were by the same composer, a 33-year-old Illinois native named Edward Collins. On today's date in 1923, conductor Frederick Stock and his Chicago Symphony played through the five finalist scores at a public event at Northwestern University, with Collins in attendance to hear his two contrasting pieces. The first was called Mardi Gras, and as you might expect, it was an upbeat work in a party mood. The second Collins piece was titled 1914, a grim orchestral evocation of World War I, that Collins later retitled Tragic Overture. It was that work that won the competition's $1,000 first prize and so impressed conductor Stock that he performed the piece in New York and Chicago. Although Collins was famous in his day, after his death in 1951, his music was largely forgotten. Perhaps his unabashedly romantic style seemed dated in the avant-garde 50s and 60s. More than half a century after his death, a series of new recordings of Collins' orchestral works made by the Concordia Orchestra under Marin Alsop have helped to reintroduce his music to a new generation. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.